Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Good day, our dear friends. Welcome to Daily Encounter Enrichment Podcast. I'm Lawrence Baredo and you're listening to Freedom Fridays. Today we will be reflecting on the book of Acts, chapter 9, verses 1 to 20. Now Saul, still breathing murderous threats against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, that if he should find any men or women who belong to the way, he might bring them back to Jerusalem in chains. On his way, as he was nearing Damascus, a light from the sky suddenly flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He said, "Who are you, sir?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men who are traveling with him stood speechless, for they heard a voice but could not see no one. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. For 3 days he was unable to see, and he neither ate nor drank. There was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias, and the Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." He answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street called the Straight, and ask at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is there praying. And in a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and lay his hands on him, that he may regain his sight." But Ananias replied, "Lord, I have heard from many sources about this man, what evil things he has done to your holy ones in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to imprison all who call upon your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for this man is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name from Gentiles, kings, and Israelites. And I will show him what he will have to suffer for my name." So Ananias went and entered the house, laying his hands on him and said, "Saul, my brother, the Lord has sent me, Jesus, who appeared to you on the way by which you came, that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately things like scales fell from his eyes, and he gained his sight. He got up and was baptized, and when he had eaten, he recovered his strength. And he began at once to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. Friends, our reading for today tells us about the conversion story of Saint Paul, who was formerly named as Saul of Tarsus. A brief background on Saint Paul is that Paul is undoubtedly one of the most important figures in the history of the Western world. Just a quick look at the headlines of his life are enough to understand his impact. His works are some of the earliest Christian documents that we have. 13 of the 27 books of the Bible are written by him, and he's the hero of another, Acts of the Apostles. Famously converted on the road to Damascus, he traveled tens of thousands of miles around the Mediterranean spreading the word of Jesus, and it was Paul who came up with a doctrine that would turn Christianity from a small sect of Judaism into a worldwide faith that was open to all. From the reading that we have just read, what was astonishing to see is that the person who was zealous in persecuting the early followers of Christ, the Lord met him and used him, and he had the change of heart that is an instant. he found the truth in our Lord Jesus, we can see that he had an encounter that turned his life around, all for the glory of God. Though he has done grave things in the past, he has contributed in the suffering of the early believers. This has not hindered him to preach the gospel. He has used his life, his conversion, and testimony to be the instrument of God's truth and love for the world. In his way to Damascus, he was man on a mission. He has knowledge and desire to be the instrument of a God that he believed, and he put the law in his hands. But as what we can see, the Lord revealed who he truly was. In Christ's light, he removed the sight from Paul. In his darkness, he saw light, light that changed him, and birthed a new life in him. We all have our dark moments, and in this darkness and stillness, we can be sure that the Lord takes us by the hand. There are moments in our lives that we think we have the truth in our hearts, but the Lord will direct us into him. We have this longing and searching in our lives for the things in this world, but the Lord will fill us what we truly need. He gives us himself. Again, the Son of God in his glory showed what is truly meant to serve him and love him. It is in the love of our neighbor, in the sacrifice of giving our lives for the sake of others, in the peace we ought to give for the world, in the courage to be the light to others. Another major point in the reading for today is that the Lord called Ananias to be the person in rescue for Paul. I can say that when we are sent by God in a mission, he prepares the way for us, and he also calls those persons, be it a total stranger, to be our companions that will show us the way. It is in the faith of Ananias that even though in truth Paul was known to be a public enemy among the believers, he believed in God and came to the aid of Paul. In the face of fear and uncertainty, we have to trust in God's word and plan for us. We are a brother's keeper. Friend or foe, we ought to love and give as the Lord Jesus has shown us. As we end in this reflection for today, let us ask God to show us the way towards him. As we pray, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Father, we praise you and glorify your most holy name. We come before you in the praise and thanksgiving for revealing in us your word through the same light you have shown Saint Paul through your Son, Jesus. Father, we need you and our hearts yearn for you. Teach us and lead us into you. May the world proclaim your name and praise you forever. This we ask in the name of your Son and our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends, it's our joy to share the word of God for you today. We hope and pray that may the Lord bless you and your family. This has been Brother Lawrence Barredo for Freedom Fridays. May we always be in the freedom that Jesus brings for the world. God bless.